sentencing day.
Michael Flynn accepts his fate.
Military wife welcomes help from the president.
Whatever it takes to have justice for Matt, if it's a pardon, great.
Mother and child reunion denied.
Time is running out, and he's on life support for just a month.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. This morning, President Trump tweeted good luck to his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. He'll be sentenced today for lying to the FBI in the Russia investigation. And we're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It's the culmination of a case sparked nearly 2 years ago when Michael Flynn had two key phone calls with Russia's ambassador. Flynn will receive his punishment today for lying to the FBI. In an interview here at the White House, he told two agents he didn't discuss the sanctions on Russia that the Obama administration had just imposed. Flynn has cooperated extensively with prosecutors who have in turn recommended that he not be sent to prison. But last week, they pushed back strongly after Flynn's attorneys noted the agents who interviewed him never warned him it's illegal to lie to the FBI. This morning, President Trump, who fired Flynn for lying, wishes him well. "Will be interesting to see what he has to say," Mr. Trump tweets, again insisting there was no collusion between his campaign and Russia. Steve?
The White House and Congress have till midnight Friday to sort out their differences on border wall funding, for one thing, to avoid a partial government shutdown. CBS's Major Garrett at the White House.
Aides here have suggested to the president a stopgap short-term spending bill into January, but that would be under new House Democratic management. The negotiations would be even tougher, the president's leverage diminished, so he wants to stand firm. But without the votes, he doesn't have many plausible political or strategic alternatives.
Ousted in September amid sexual misconduct allegations, former CBS CEO Les Moonves, long one of Hollywood's most powerful men, has been dealt a new setback. Correspondent Jerika Duncan.
CBS moved to deny Moonves his $120 million golden parachute, saying its outside investigation concluded he violated company policies, breached his contract, and failed to cooperate fully with their investigation.
The lawyer for Moonves says the decision is without merit. The wife of a former Army commando charged with murder says she would welcome a pardon for him from President Trump. Julie Goldstein spoke out just after Mr. Trump tweeted her husband, Matt, was a military hero.
It is fabulous that it got the president's attention. And if that is who has to step in to fix it and make it right, so be it.
Matt Goldstein is charged with murder and the death of a suspected bomb maker in Afghanistan 8 years ago. Legal experts say Mr. Trump's Twitter comments could violate military law. The president says he intends to examine the situation. He could issue a pardon before Goldstein's trial. A woman from Yemen wants to get to California to see her dying son. But as CBS's Maria Villarreal tells us, the child's father says Trump administration policy is standing in the way.
I'm literally seeing my son dying in front of my eyes.
Ali Hassan's son, Abdullah, has a degenerative brain disease and has been on life support for over a month.
Why have you chosen to keep him on life support?
To have a chance for his mother to come see him.
Hassan met his wife, Shema Suela, in war-torn Yemen. As their son's health deteriorated, Hassan, a U.S. citizen, decided to take Abdullah, also a U.S. citizen, to doctors in California. But he had to leave his wife behind. As a Yemeni citizen, she can't enter the U.S. under the Trump administration's travel ban, targeting several Muslim-majority nations. Hassan, backed by a coalition of faith and community groups, is asking for a temporary humanitarian parole visa for his wife to enter the country.
A day after we told you teen vaping is on the rise, the Surgeon General warns of the risks to young people. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams says parents, teachers, doctors, and government officials must take aggressive steps to keep children from using e-cigarettes, warning that vaping can impact learning, attention, and memory, and it can program young brains for addiction. A separate survey yesterday showed vaping among high schoolers has doubled in the past year. Steve?
Two Chicago police officers investigating a report of shots being fired were killed when they were hit by a train on the city's south side last night. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says they died in pursuit of a possible suspect.
These brave young men were consumed with identifying a potential threat to their community and put the safety of others above their own.
More than 2 months after Hurricane Michael, the cleanup in the Florida Panhandle has tested people just trying to go about their daily lives, as we hear in our series with CBS's Peter King.
Thousands of debris, utility, and construction workers are helping Panama City clean up and move forward, but they've also clogged the city's streets.
It has been a total pain in the ass.
Mayor Greg Brudnicki speaks for drivers like Beverly Bond, a nurse whose story is typical.
To get to work, I leave 2 hours before I'm supposed to be here.
Like thousands who lost homes, she's moved to Panama City Beach, which has little damage. Now everyone competes for space on the only road that goes from the beach to the city. Recovery crews often have to block traffic to do their jobs. Many street signs and landmarks are gone.
Turn right on DeGama Avenue.
That means even the locals find themselves using GPS to find their way. Peter King, CBS News, Panama City.
New GPS technology from Lockheed Martin will be aboard a SpaceX rocket that's due to launch for the U.S. military today. About 30 similar satellites are in production. President Trump's expected to sign an executive order as soon as today to create a U.S. Space Command to reorganize the military's space operations. This is separate from the president's plan to create a space force, but is a step in that direction. Born on this day 75 years ago, rock and roll survivor Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, who famously says, "I'm happy to be here, I'm happy to be anywhere." The band has a U.S. tour on tap next year. A notorious poacher has gotten a unique prison sentence, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
Go to jail, watch Bambi?
Save her!
That's what a judge ordered for David Berry Jr., who has to watch the animated flick at least once a month during his year-long term. Berry and two family members were arrested on charges of killing hundreds of deer in Missouri over 3 years. Prosecutors say the deer were killed for their heads with their bodies left to rot. The image of young Bambi curled up next to the doe after she is slain by hunters has become an iconic scene. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It's 4 years in a Wisconsin prison for 63-year-old Bradley Armstrong. A judge said his number of convictions was staggering. 16 drunk driving convictions in 3 states, dating all the way back to 1989. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 18th of December. I'm Steve Kathan. CBS News.